Chapter 14, Devotional 15, Commitment to Excellence, Doing Your Best or Just Enough. From Colossians 3, verses 23 and 24, we learn, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving." We live in a world where requirements and standards are the norm. They're often communicated as conditions of employment, membership acceptance, and promotion or status within a group. In the workplace, the standards are applied in the form of performance reviews. Employees either exceed, meet, or fail to meet performance expectations. Those who exceed the standards demonstrate a level of performance that approaches excellence. Most leaders will tell you that the group of employees who exceeds is much smaller than either the group that meets or failed to meet required standards. Many people are content with just enough to meet standards. It's rare to find a highly skilled workforce that is highly motivated and highly engaged in the pursuit of excellence. When you find these traits in a team, remarkable things happen. NASA and Apple are examples. As leaders, why are we so willing to tolerate blatantly poor performance rather than confront and deal with it? As employees, why do we continually test the limits and push the boundaries on performance reviews, tardiness, and the use of PTO, that's paid time off? As Christians, both leaders and employees, we must ask ourselves, who am I striving to please? Paul's letter to the church in Colossae challenged them to strive for a different standard and to serve a higher calling. He encouraged them to see and perform their work as a task for the Lord and not for men. When viewed from this perspective, our work and the things we do at work takes on a whole new meaning. Remember that God is a God of excellence. Look at the world around you and see the wonder of His creation. Child of God, I encourage you to serve God today with your work. Strive to please and honor Him in all you do. Commit to excellence and always do your best. When you do, don't worry about the needs of man. Lord, you are a God of work, and I thank you for calling me to work. Jesus, give me the proper mindset and teach me to honor and please you in all that I do. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.